The scripture tells us that God created. Now, I've reminded you to year after year, decade after decade here, that you need to remember that you, as an individual, you are the only creation of God that God didn't just speak into existence. When God created everything else, the scripture says, and God spoke, and it was. God spoke, and it happened. But with man, God created, molded, took time. He formed mankind. So God created man in his own image. God is spirit. Therefore, man was spirit. He created the body, and that body was made of clay of the earth. And then God breathed his spirit into man, and man became a living soul, a living being. Life was given by Almighty God. He formed your body. He formed in creating mankind. And something else to remember. You and I, the human race, are the only of God's creation that is given freedom to choose. Freedom of choice. As I keep telling people, a cat's gonna meow, a dog's gonna bark. You got me? But man, there is no telling what you're gonna do. One day you're barking, and the next day you're meowing. It's the human existence, the freedom to choose. Because God was not going to create a world of robots. He created us in his image like he wanted us to be, and he wanted us to choose. Have the freedom. Choose right, choose wrong. It's your choice. Now, I'm going to give you a book for this life, and it's a book that's going to give you the guidelines for living in this life. I'm going to tell you in this book what's going to happen if you do this, and what's going to happen if you do that. But I want you to know, I'm not going to make you do any of it. It's your choice. Now, I am setting before you, God says, life and death. Choose. Which one do you want? Your choice. Choose to live or choose to die. Well, preacher, nobody in their right mind's going to choose to die. You think that, wouldn't you? Well, let me ask you, though. Now, you might not be in your right mind. Let me ask you this. Do you ever choose not to do right? Do you ever choose the bad way? Well, I'll answer it for you because I don't want you lying. Yes, you have. You've made wrong choices in your life. Now, in those wrong choices that you've made, have you not, Christian, always noticed and can look back of how God picked you up? I've done a lot of that in the last year or so. Looking back on my life, whether it was in combat, well, no matter where it was, even as a child, when this guy got after me to catch me, and I may not have existed out of Buffalo had he ever got a hold of me. I look back on that now, and I know it was God involved. I see that. As I said, I see it in Dominican Republic. I see it in Vietnam. I see it. How God intervened in my life. You don't have to be in combat in armed forces to see it in your life. Because, folks, You know as well as I do, the majority of the battles that we fight are right here in everyday America, in this world. It's everyday living. There's a battle. But God said, I want you to choose. I want you to personally make a choice. Choose death, or do you choose life? Why would anyone choose death? Yeah, I ask you that question. Why would I choose death? Maybe we haven't paid enough attention to how great life is. Do you realize how important your life is? This pastor's told you every time I get in the pulpit how important you are to all of those around you. Your life is not just about you. It's about everyone around you and how you help and how you support or whether or not you break. You know, God's never turned his back on me. I've turned my back on him. God has never walked away from me. I've hid from him where I thought I was. That's sort of foolish, isn't it? You're going to hide from God. You know where that began? In the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve. God says, where are you all? Well, Lord, we were hiding from you. You know how foolish that is today? I still laugh about that. God's garden, God's creation, and they're going to hide from God. Well, I'll tell you, God comes looking. And when he comes looking, he finds. God came looking for his son. They tried to put him in a tomb. Jesus wasn't putting up with that stuff. No, he had a mission. His mission was you and me. And that mission was for us to see the story so we could make the right choice of life, the right choice for you and for me. And God said, I want you to make it. Listen to Genesis 2, verses 16, 17. As he had put Adam and Eve in this garden, perfect, everything's perfect for them. Now, the garden that's to come, the eternity in your glorified bodies with Christ, that world is going to be better than the Garden of Eden was. It's going to be more glorious, and you're going to get to be where it's more glorious if you choose wisely. Choose life, not death. Choose life. Where in the world did death come from? And the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die. The beginning of death started with disobedience. Now, kids, how many times have you gotten in trouble over disobeying? Every time you disobey, you get in a mess, right? Well, no, she's not going to catch me this time. Yep. As soon as you think she's not going to catch you, you can count it. You're already caught. And the reason mom, dad, grandparents, and all of them are able to do that, they did the very same thing you did. You just don't know about it. But they want to ease the pain of your suffering so that you will not have to go through it. God says, I want you to pay attention to me. I want you to understand something about me. I give you a choice. Adam, Eve, you can eat from any tree you want. except from one. The very one they pick. Why? I guess because it's told not to. Did you ever have that trouble? Don't touch the stove, kid. Don't touch the stove, kid. And the next thing you know, that three-year-old is up right licking that and touching that stove and crying out loud. I see now they experienced it. You see, you've experienced life. I want to tell you about the joy of life that you're experiencing. Life can be heavy. Life often is. Life itself will break you. You will find that you can't deal with it. Jesus says, I know that. But I got a message for you, Jesus says. I want you to understand something. Let's stand together and let's read that message on the screen. Together, please. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. May God's blessings be upon the reading of his holy word. You may be seated. Life. Now, there's two things you're going to contend with. Eternal death or eternal living. Eternal death or eternal living. And you're going to have to choose which one you want. Do you want to live eternally or die eternally? God looks at us and he wants us. Now, do you remember me telling you how many times that you got to work hard to go to hell? You know, you really got to work at it to go to hell. Because God's loving arms are so wide, they're scooping you up from every ditch of life around you. How do I know that? Well, I want you to read Romans 6, first part of verse 23. Look at it. For the wages of sin is death. You got to get paid for sin. Sin, you got to work for. You got to work hard to go to hell when you have a loving Savior who's standing right in front of your spirit, right in front of your spiritual eyes, your spiritual heart, that God is standing in front of you and he's saying, come to me, those of you who are heavy laden. I will give you rest. I'll bring my peace upon you. Peace that surpasses all understanding. I will give you. Come to me. Do you realize how hard you got to run to get away from that power of love? There's no greater power than the power of the love of God. And God says, I want you to live. I do not want you to die. I want you to live. I'll send you my word. I'll send you my Son. Live. And we hide from him in his own world, in his own creation. The tree that you're hiding behind is the tree that God created. The wall you think you're hiding from God around, that wall you've built in your own life, in your own existence, God made you exist. You cannot hide from him. You got to work at it to hide and run from God. And when you work, you get paid. And the pay for disobedience is death. Death eternal, not death just for dying sake in this human body. You're going to say that my body died, but you won't say that I did. You can't, because you need to hear it well, and you need to hear it loud while I have a voice to give it to you. God has commanded that you be alive and that you be offered the freedom to choose. Choose love or choose hate. choose life or choose death. It is my gift to you, but it's your choice. I won't make you accept my son. I won't make you believe in him. I won't trick you to come to an altar, but I'll call you. Won't you come? I'll call you. Won't you come? I'll touch your heart with the hand of love. I will allow my spirit to overwhelm you, and it'll be my spirit that will lift you up. It'll be my loving touch that'll ease the pain of the physical existence, that'll put the bones back together, that'll make the mind think and the spirit react. It will be my ultimate love for you, but it's your choice. Choose me. And throughout my whole life, God has shown me love, and the world has shown me hatred, distrust, bitterness, deceit. And God says, I love you, and you got to work to go to hell. For the wages of sin is death. Then he says, eternal life is a free gift from me. It's a free gift from God. Listen, Romans 6, the second part. But the free gift of God, what did I say? Free? When I get a gift, I don't pay for it. Don't you all try that with me. I'm not paying for it. If it's a gift, it's a gift, right? But the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, what happened in the garden? An uninvited guest entered. Death. It was never to be that way. Man was created to live forever. Man was never to separate from spirit that God had blown within his spirit to make him alive. We were molded in God's image. God created us, and he put spirit and soul together. This body together. You got it? But death entered. Disobedience. Sin. Sin equals death. It enters the world. And Jesus did too. All just for you. Just for you. Jesus did too. It's the fact of living. The fact of eternal life is this. It's a free gift from God, but I must choose to accept that gift. And death, the uninvited guest. And you may say, well, wait a minute. I thought God knew everything. God does. He knows things that aren't even things. You got me? God does know. But God is not going to make you do anything. So therefore, he allowed that to take place. But what God begins to create, he will finish. God created man never to die. That spirit in him to never separate from the physical body. But it had to. Why? Because as long as that body is counted as sinful, it cannot come in the presence of God. So therefore, in order for you and I to go to heaven with the Lord, we have to separate from this body. But folks, quit thinking there. Listen to me. God is going to recreate you at the resurrection, and your spirit is once again going to enter a glorified body, the very one that God wanted you to have to begin with. Listen to me. I'm talking about somebody. I'm talking about God, who loves you so much. He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever will let Him come, I'll save him. But it wasn't over. It wasn't over. Well, listen to Job. Y'all pull that scripture up for me, would you? That's Job 19, verse 26, 27. It's not down there anywhere, but I want you to listen to it. Let me read it from the screen. And after, this is Job speaking, after my skin has been destroyed. Old English, if you'll get a kick out of reading that. Though after the worms get my skin. Yeah. Yet in my flesh I will see God. Whoa! Job said in his flesh he will see God. What's he pointing to? The resurrection day. The resurrection day. I myself will see him with my own eyes. You catching it? I and not another. How my heart yearns within me. Oh, I know I'm loud today. I know Jesus. You ought to hear him inside me. It's deafening. The call that God puts out for you and me for his love. And he says, I love you. But Lord, nobody's accepting me. He says, what's going to count? Me or all the other people? I love you. I love you like you are. You might be a mess, but you're my mess. I love you like you are. And I want you to be ready for this. As a great resurrection. You see what you and I have problem with today? We have problem in looking to the future. Your body starts breaking down. Everything starts quitting and all of this. And you say, my life is gone. I have no future. Would you please quit whining and get over it? Suck it up, Marine. Get a life. Pay attention to what's going on in the reality of God. God says, it ain't over, and it never will be, because I have never, ever declared an end to you. But I have to sin. I'm kicking sin out. And I want you to know, you got something to look forward to. Really? Yeah. Did you know, Christian? Did you know? I can get a little excited, Brother Randy. Did you know that God, throughout eternity, is going to give you the mind to always see a future? Do you know there'll never be an end to your future? There won't be any such thing as age. Good gracious, there's no such thing as pain. Woo! There'll be none of that. And God says every day will be anew. Every day, I'll renew you. It'll be continual peace. But now, wait a minute. You see, God says there's going to be a time when I'm going to resurrect that dust. You know, everybody talks about your body going back to dust. It is. But it ain't staying there. God said, I'm coming back. My son's coming. Coming on the clouds, and he's bringing, hey, I'll be gone. I get to come back. Now, those of you who are coming up in the rapture and all of that stuff, saying, yay, I made it up there. Yeah, well, I'm meeting you right in the middle. Mm-hmm. And then our bodies are going to resurrect. Whose first? The church age. Yours. Mine. We are the most blessed of all the ages. Of creation, the age that you're living in, the church age, the age of grace, the age of mercy, the age of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ coming alive again in the church. Alive forevermore. But it ain't over. Resurrection's coming. Oh, we're going to look good, Lovell. God's going to reform us into that perfect image He created us to be to begin with. You know what breaks up that perfect image? Sin. When the Lord comes back, sin is no more. And who does He look to? Those who freely chose. Now, don't you tell me about all the sin in your past. Don't you tell me about all the mistakes. You tell me about a Savior who's ready and willing to forgive you and has forgiven you. Well, how do I know He still loves me? You hearing my voice this morning? 130-some countries broadcasting radio. We're everywhere. Here. If it's through with you, you wouldn't be here. If it's through with you, you wouldn't be. But you are. And He is. I am willing to accept you at any time, but you must choose. Do you choose death eternal or life? What pulls me down? Listen to this. Romans 8:13. For if you live according to the sinful nature, you will die. Okay. Every one of us have lived according to the sinful nature. Now you listen to me. I keep telling you that today, Donna. Pay attention to this. Every human being in here lives according to the sinful nature. You sin before you walk through the doors, and you've sinned since you came in the door, and you'll be sinning going out. You hear me? But your spirit, once you give you to Jesus Christ, He's quite capable of holding on to you. And then that real you on the inside fights that life that goes against God. You fight it, but you fight it in the power of Christ. Not in your own power, you're going to fall. But you fight it in the power of Christ. Well, how do I fight in the power of Christ? Tell God on it. You got an enemy? Tell God. Well, that's sort of juvenile, isn't it? No, you ought to give it a try. It works. You tell God. You mess with me one more time, I'm going to tell God on you. I've seen some of the toughest criminals just turn around and walk away from me because I try that. And the chief of chaplain saying, I can't believe you said that to him. I said, I can't believe I did either, but let's get out of here before he changes his mind. That's facts. And God looks and tells us how much He loves us. Death separates the flesh from the spirit. Are you with me? Death separates the flesh from the spirit. It's never the way it was supposed to be. God created you to where we would be spirit and flesh welded together by the love of God, our Creator, for a purpose of love. A love that He will give to us, and us being the only ones of His creation capable of returning that love. But God said that's not the way it's supposed to be. So therefore, Ecclesiastes 12:7, and the dust returns to the ground it came from, and spirit returns to God who gave it. So for all those people tell you you're going to be sleeping somewhere, no, it's not scriptural. Jesus said to the thief on the cross today, surely thou shalt be with me in paradise. People said, Larry, where are you going to go when you die? I'm going to go be with Jesus. Now, wait a minute. If I'm going to go be with Jesus, hey, I read the book. You know where He's sitting? The right hand of the throne of Almighty God. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. Because of His love, not because of my right. Because of His suffering, not because of my self-guilt application of, oh, forgive me, world. Do I really want that? If I do, how come I keep doing the same stupid things over and over again? No, it is Jesus that looks into your heart and says, I don't want that for you. Do you know what he does? He tells his Father on you. But do you know what he tells his Father about you? Father, I love him. I love her. I love him. I love her. Woo! Now, do you really think that God's going to push away anybody that his only begotten Son loves? He loves us, Lovell. Are you listening to me, Randy Kidder? He loves you. Miss Paula, he loves you. And what God loves, he protects. And God says, choose me, and I will give you everlasting life, everlasting love, everlasting hope. Oh, I see it now. As you're walking in that glorified body God's going to give you, every day you will have a new experience in the love of God. People, it ain't over when you die or leave this body and go to heaven. When you say, oh, he's dead and gone to heaven, it ain't over. It has barely even begun. For you will live in an age. The age following is an age of where there's hope for every day. Well, won't God run out of room? I don't know. Do you remember? Space is expanding faster than the speed of light. All those extra planets, all that new space, he's making room for us. Because we're going to be a traveling group. We'll be zipping everywhere, wherever God sends us. Glorified body. You talk about hope. There'll be never a day in your life at that point where there's despair. You'll never have another tear. Now, the Bible does not say that you're going to have happy tears. I don't know who writes that stuff, but it's not scriptural. There'll be no tears. There'll be no need for them. For you will become that super creation that God intended for you to be. A super creation molded together and held together by the everlasting blood and love of Almighty God. Well, all hell cringes on that. Jesus said, let's get it straight how it is. And don't you be reading these books, or if you do, don't pay any attention when I say, well, you're going to be asleep. You're not going to know anything. Yeah, yeah, you're going to know everything. Listen to this. There was a rich man, Lazarus, and Lazarus was the beggar, and a rich man. Lazarus was hungry. The rich man wasn't even giving the crumbs off the table. And that's an awesome story. But when you come down to it, there's a point in every individual's life when God says, that's enough. Come on home. Here's the problem. Where's your home? He's calling you to. And it came to pass, the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Abraham was with God, our Father, in heaven. And was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. This is Jesus telling this story. The rich man also died and was buried. Well, that don't sound too exciting, does it? The beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Woo, what a flight. The rich man died and was buried. What happened? And in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torment. Choose you this day. Heaven, eternal life, or hell, eternal death. See, death is not just the idea that you die and it's over. Death eternal means that you're continually dying and never able to completely die. And the scripture lets us know you'll do it in that body that you're in at the resurrection. The Christian will be resurrected in a glorified body. Those who've rejected Christ will be resurrected in the very body you are in, and that body will never die, just like it was never supposed to begin with. You'll cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall on you, but they won't. Nothing can kill you, and you'll live in that torment. What's the rest of us doing? Well, we're with God, and we're having new hope, a new mission each day. What's it going to be? I don't have any idea. I'm just tickled to death to be a part of it. How are you going to accomplish it? I don't know. Don't care. But I guarantee you God will get it accomplished. It's His promise. And when Jesus says it, I believe it. That's good enough for me. I hope and pray it's good enough for you. It don't get better than that.